Assalamu alaikum all, welcome back to my channel. I pray that you're all in the best of health and iman. So today's vlog is going to be around the topic prepping for Ramadan. I know some people might be like, why are we preparing for Ramadan? Why are we discussing preparation for Ramadan? It's not even 2021 yet. And where did we even finish on? You know, there's some things that the Sahabas would do 6 months after Ramadan and 6 months before the coming. I hope you guys enjoy the vlog, my vlog tonight, and stay with me to the end of this vlog. And, guys, make sure you're up to date with your health goals, because all are very important, not only for Ramadan purpose, but for life generally. And sometimes being healthy doesn't really taste good. What I mean by that is, like Yorubas just say, apologies to those who doesn't understand what I'm saying. Yorubas say that otainu orenu, you know, what the mouth doesn't like, what the mouth feels that is so bitter, is what is most friendly to the stomach. I don't know how else to explain that, but I don't want to go really into the explanation. Now, the thing is that the Sahabas, may the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon them, they used to prep for Ramadan by making dua after they have finished Ramadan, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the Ramadan from them. And they would remain consistent upon making that dua to Allah 6 months after Ramadan. And another thing they do is that 6 months leading to the next Ramadan, they'll be making another dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase their lifespan so that they may witness the coming Ramadan, you understand? So I really want to start incorporating this in my own lifestyle. I really want to start incorporating this. So these two things I said, making dua after Ramadan and making dua before Ramadan, that is making dua for acceptance after Ramadan, 6 months after Ramadan, making dua for increased lifespan 6 months before the next Ramadan, I want to start incorporating this into my lifestyle, like in my life. And for better explanation, I'll break this into three sections. Don't be scared, please. Like, saying that I'm going to break it into three sections doesn't mean that it's going to take forever. I'll really try to make it clear as possible and short as possible. I'm not going to take the whole of the time. Now, the first thing I want you to do is to begin to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your last Ramadan if you haven't been doing so. And also, all the Ramadans you've had, you've witnessed in your entire life. Because, you know, we engage in this acts of worship, but we do not know if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted them from us. And, you know, there could be flaws in our worship. Most likely, there would be flaws. So, the thing is that this is first and foremost a reminder for me. Before it is for you, I just decided to share it because we don't know who it's going to benefit and who it probably wouldn't, but I just said I should share it. Now, see, the thing is that we are roughly in 6 months leading to the next Ramadan, you get. So now the thing is, I want you to start making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the Sahabas used to do. Making dua for increased lifespan. Yes, we know that death is inevitable. Death is inevitable. And, you know, there were some people who performed this year's Ramadan, 2020 Ramadan with us, and they're no longer with us. And there's some of us who are alive now, and we may not witness the next Ramadan, 2021 Ramadan, but nonetheless, we still need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase our lifespan and make us to reach the next Ramadan. Guys, please make sure you incorporate this dua into your solar, your everyday solar, and probably also when it's raining, make dua when you're on sajada, like just those periods when. Because in those periods, dua are most likely to be accepted. Now, I've already talked about two sections. Now, the first one is like you should start making dua that Allah should accept your previous Ramadans, and second one is that start making dua that Allah should increase our lifespan, and the third one is please do with that your goal, that your Ramadan goal of 2020. Like you know, I just feel like most of us will actually do this, and for me, some of us do it like few days to Ramadan, or you have your list or to do list in Ramadan. I want to pray Tarawih, pray the 30 Tarawih, pray. I'll only miss the ones that I could not observe due to my menstrual cycle. I would make sure I observe Qiyamulayl. I make sure I stop listening to music. I make sure I start memorize Surat Al-Falaq. And you know, just pick up that list. If you don't have that list, that previous list, you can't sit now and write out the list, please. Now, this time around, it will be PRG, post Ramadan goals. Like, start incorporating these goals in your everyday life so that by that time it will be so easy. I bet you, if you write your goals a day or few days before Ramadan, I bet you, like, you might start it with good vibes, and for most of us, we flop last. And for some people, they write down their goals and they follow the goals strictly. So they go, oh yeah, I would make sure that I observe my nawafils completely every day. You know, some people don't follow the goals strictly, and after I'm done, it's gone. But now I want you to be realistic. You wouldn't pick a goal that you know that you're not being realistic with. You know, it might not work for you like that. But start with something. Probably own. I would memorize, or I would learn how to recite. I would stop listening to music. The goals I mentioned earlier. So incorporate them in your day-to-day life, your everyday life, so by then it should be so easy for you. Please, let's be realistic with it, and the goals are so important. Start them now, so that even if it's Qiyamulayl, you may be like, oh okay, be realistic enough. Maybe days that you know that you won't be so stressed out, or oh, on this day I'll observe Qiyamulayl probably 20 minutes before Salat al-Fajr, or anyhow, just try it. Last subhanahu wa ta'ala, make this so easy for us. I'm so excited to share this, and thanks for listening. Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.